you know, I have this amazing life-changing experience. And then I come back here and I was like, I need to pay attention to my life again. Right. And I did. I got the blues when I came back because I wasn't in an all new environment, because I have responsibilities, because I'm a parent of someone who still lives at home and there are things I need to do. And for me, I had to recalibrate, just like I was saying before, what am I giving my time to?
Hey, midlifers, welcome to the Midlife Makeover Show. Are you ready to break free from your mundane midlife? Are you feeling trapped in a vicious cycle of rinse and repeat days? No matter if you're experiencing a divorce hangover, job burnout, or you just have the midlife blues, I got you. Hey, I'm Wendy, your hostess of the Midlife Mostest. I too was hit by midlife like a freight train. I too felt stuck in the same dull chapter. I wanted the clarity of how to create a new life beyond divorce and the courage to leave an unfulfilling career. But I kept telling myself that I wasn't worthy and it was just easier to stay in my comfort zone. Until I found a little secret, the freedom to live my life my way. In this podcast, you will learn how to achieve a vibrant midlife mind and body, how to create solid relationships through love and loss, and how to create an awesome second half of life. Grab your grande latte, pop in your earbuds, and let's get this midlife party started. Hi, I'm Wendy Valentine, host of the Midlife Makeover Show. I started this podcast to help you navigate the challenges of midlife with grace, grit, and gratitude. Whether it's dealing with a divorce, changing careers, or the birdies leaving the nest, I've got your back. And hey, I've got your vagina too. As someone who has experienced the trials of menopause, I understand how frustrating it can be to be overwhelmed with hot flashes, brain fog, and joint pain. That's why I'm thrilled to introduce today's sponsor, Parlor Games, the leading ladies of menopause dedicated to saving the world one vagina at a time. Between their vibrant third cream that nurtures your brain, bones, and boobs, to their silky peach cream that relieves your dry, itchy vagina, Parlor Games provides the science, solutions, and sisterhood you need during menopause. As a listener of the Midlife Makeover Show, you can get 10% off your first order by visiting menopause.wendyvalentine.com and use code MAKEOVER. Welcome to the Midlife Makeover Show, where voices lead, hearts inspire, and change unfolds. On the day that I'm recording this podcast, it happens to be National Women's Day, one of my fave holidays every day, actually. Today, we gather in the spirit of unity and strength as we celebrate National Women's Day, a day to honor the trailblazers, the change makers, oh yeah, and every woman who dares to dream. Oh yeah! I'm Wendy Valentine, your host, on this journey of reflection, empowerment, and most importantly, action. With almost 200 episodes recorded on the Midlife Makeover Show so far, we have heard stories of remarkable resilience and profound achievements from some bold and beautiful women. It is my mission with this podcast to continue to shine a light on the voices that have shaped our past and the ones forging our future. From the unsung heroes in our communities to the icons who've paved the way, we explore what it means to be a woman in today's world, a world that we're shaping, hello, with courage, compassion, and relentless determination. That is our style. So, whether you're joining us for the first time or you're a longtime listener, I am honored to have you here in this powerful space of empowerment. And let me tell you something. We have the perfect guest joining us today to encourage you to step into your truth and create a life filled with purpose and joy. She is such a badass woman, let me tell you. This brave and bold woman is Holly Hughes, an award-winning author, intuitive healer, and dedicated humanitarian. You may have heard her voice on one of the hundreds of podcasts or networks she's contributed to, including the Midlife Makeover Show. Drawing inspiration from her personal journey, Holly channels her life experiences and utilizes her special gifts to offer unique guidance and healing. Specializing in navigating emotional pivots and life transitions, she firmly believes that one's past is not a defining factor, but an integral part of their story. Oh, so true. Allowing individuals to shape their future. Holly employs a compassionate step-by-step process to empower clients in reclaiming their voice, pursuing their passions, and recognizing their self-worth. Holly, welcome back to the show.
Woo, thank you. I mean, hearing all of that out of your mouth is very impressive.
Well, thank you. Impressive.
Yeah, you're good.
So glad I got it out.
You should have your own show. You are good at this. You are very good at
it. I should start a podcast.
You should.
It's great, though, that we can do this, really shout our voices out to, like, all over the world. I'm amazed, too. Like, when I look at my stats, I see people listening in Portugal, in France, in Germany. Like, shout out to everyone, every woman out there in the world. It is so cool that we can connect this way.
I love it. One of the people I follow online is German, and he does a German word of the day and what it means. And my husband put one on a mug because I am not a morning person for anyone else listening. You know, I'm very introverted in the morning. It's not that I'm mean. It's just I don't want to talk. And so if I mispronounce it, please forgive me, but it's Morgenmuffel. And it's basically Morgenmuffel, which is a person who's not a morning person. It's basically shut the F up until I'm done with my coffee.
I need that coffee mug.
We're gonna put the link somewhere. I'll send you the link to that one. That one is exceedingly funny.
You know, it's so wild that you and I are so connected. And I had shared this with Holly before, but I thought about her the other day. And then, no joke, I was lining up all my podcast episodes for the spring and all my interviews. And I was like, man, I really wish Holly would come back on the show. I should reach out to her. And no shit. You send me this email and I see your name pop up in the corner of my laptop. And I was like, no, I can't take it. And I have goosebumps.
I'm psychic.
I know, literally. You were literally psychic.
That is always my favorite thing. They're like, I'm thinking about you. Sometimes people are like, when I say that, they get all freaked out. I'm like, no, it's just that we've met and now we're connected and I'll know things. Like, I'll just get hit.
Have you always been that intuitive and that connected? Have there been times in your life where the noise kind of like took over and you kind of lost that connection, if you will, to your intuitive powers?
100%. Because, you know, we're here to have a human experience. That's what I always say. So I've always had my gifts. I didn't always have control over them. When I was younger, they were like overwhelming. And when I was younger, I was the consummate people pleaser. So knowing something, but knowing what I wanted to do to make things better, or I was an empath, so I could read the room. So all I was trying to do was make the room feel safer. But it was like a lower level of my gift. And that's not to put anyone down who's like at that place, but like compared to what I do now, like you and I are going to be talking about leveling up. I think that's like so perfect. So, you know, I was young and insecure. Mm. So insecure. Like really, like if I could go back to young Holly, I would just hold that poor girl. I would hold her.
What would you tell her?
First thing, it's not your fault for so many things, but for the most devastating things, I would tell her it's not your fault. I would tell her to not have the friends that she has, go find better ones. Cause I would attract people with trauma. So I just recreated my, like what I knew, right? To people please, to make it better for you to be that one. And I would, you know, say there's going to be hills and valleys and it's okay.
Yeah.
It's okay. That I hate that when I say this phrase, like it's called growing pains for a reason.
Yeah.
Because we don't grow when we're happy. Things don't change.
Oh no. I almost get bored when I'm too happy. Like, a little bit of drama.
Introduce you to some of the people I know. That'd be different. But I think, you know, I would also tell, like, this is what I'm telling myself now as a woman firmly in her midlife is, you know, there's responsibility. Like, I don't really want a lot of debt. that doesn't make me happy or make me feel good. But I really want to see more of the world before I can't move around so well.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that's what's so inspiring about you, right? Like, I think, you know, that I went to Korea in the fall and I went alone. I left my family behind, found two men off the internet. And the first night when I met them, I was taking pictures under the table and the women next to me are like, what are you doing? I was like, I just want my family to know that they're real. Like these people exist, that I'm not in Seoul by myself. Like,
what drew you to Korea? South Korea?
Yes, yes. Everyone does that. So
that's honestly, actually, by the way, that's where my puppy's from. Or it's for Daisy. Oh. If anyone follows me on Instagram and you see pictures of Daisy, the little fluff ball, she flew all the way from South Korea to Dallas. And I picked her up in Dallas. So yes, amazing.
That's a long flight.
From South Korea. Yes. So yeah, I'm sorry. Continue.
No, yeah. You know, I'm always curious. I am a curious person. And because I am sensitive, I knew something was coming before COVID came. My people, when I say people, I mean by energetic things, whatever I tap into, spirit guides, like there's so many words for it, right? They told me nothing's going to be happening. All my clients were coming in. They're like, and this, and I'm like, no, nothing's going to happen. I don't see anything really happening for like a year. And they would just all get mad at me because, you know, who wants to hear that, right? So I didn't know what was coming, but I also felt overwhelming waves of fear, overwhelming waves of anxiety, and it wasn't mine, and illness, and I was low energy, and I had, no matter what I did, I couldn't really ground it. So I was like, well, how do I escape? I read, I dance, but dancing alone after a while, you know, is lonely. Yeah, yeah. I'm like, there's only so much YouTube dancing I could do. And then I turned on Netflix and I was just watching foreign programming. I wanted to not be here. Mm. And one of the first movies that came up was a Korean movie. I was like, oh, that wasn't bad. And then another. And then what happens with anyone who like gets into it, you're sucked in. Thinker. And then, but because I'm a curious person and because I'm so fascinated by learning and culture, I know nothing. I still know very little. And it's been like 5 years. We're not taught in America, right? Like really Asian culture or history. And my knowledge of Eastern European things are really from my family. So here it was like all new, and I didn't know about the occupations. I didn't know about all the things that had happened to them. And I could identify a lot from my culture to their culture. The food was different. Everything, I didn't know anything. So it was 100% new and something to take my mind away from the devastation that was COVID back then. And then it stuck so bad. And then I have no problem. So like if I held up my phone and showed you what is on my phone, like my music is K-pop now. I really try to learn the language. I'm not very good at it.
What would you say is like, if you had to pick like your three top lessons that you received from being in South Korea?
I can see their spirit. So that was super cool. And they didn't expect that someone who looked like me could see them. And so I was followed a little bit. It was totally trippy. So that was cool. Like when I was in Gyeongju, I was like, I see a bony white horse. I was telling the girls around me like that, but they were asking. And then when I went into the museum, this white kind of, you could say it's bony, but it's this white horse and it's the spirit animal of the region. And I was like, okay. Or I kept seeing these funny dog like creatures. I don't, it's very hard to explain. It doesn't look like a food dog for anyone who knows Chinese things. They're rounder. They're rounder and they have different lines on them. And I hope I'm not messing this up. I think it's Dokebi. And that's, there are other spiritual things. And then once I saw them, then I looked all around and they're in the paintings and they're in, they're all over. So that was interesting. Some were darker energy. And when I was in the temples, I saw ribbons of white light just streaming, and they were prayers. I saw people's prayers. So that was cool. I think what is affirming about going somewhere. So I traveled solo. I left my family. But everyone else on my tour, they were traveling solo too. 8 women from around the globe, Luxembourg, Peru, Denmark, Poland.
So you even got to connect with their cultures.
Yes.
And that with that group of women. That is so cool.
It invigorated me. And I was by far the older woman. But I giggled every day. Mm-hmm. Like, it just reconnected to me the part that you're like, oh, you know, when I go out with my girlfriends, I'll have that. But I had that for 10 days. Not responsible.
It's so healthy for you. You know, we forget to do that. We forget to laugh and reconnect with other women and with mm-hmm. ourselves, most importantly, with that child that's within us, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and there's always one. There's one person in the group who didn't jive with everyone else.
Yeah, yeah, there's always one.
There's always one. But I think, yeah, the lesson was you're never too old to have an experience or explore or learn. And those are all those things about life that I love to sink my teeth into.
I totally agree with you. I mean, some people will like look at me in my life and I'm like, I am like a little kid just bopping all over the place. I'm like, what else are you supposed to do? You know, like, this is it. I was telling a guest yesterday, I'm like, I feel like we all, myself included, we take our lives for granted and we think we have all the time in the world and we waste so much energy on just dumb shit.
On fear
and worrying, you know, thinking about like, oh, like trying to fix things that are not fixable. Like, that's not our deal. Like, stay on your side of the street, go play on your side of the street. You know what I mean? Like, I have to remind myself of that stuff all the time, even like with my own kids. Like, okay, Wendy, that's their deal. They're big boys now. Let them go figure out their lives. I'm still trying to figure out mine, you know?
For sure. I think, you know, like people just, we get stale. We get in the routine. So I wasn't in anything. And, you know, I can read like a kindergartner. I can read Hangul, like Korean, like a kindergartner. So like for me, some of the letters that are in the Korean alphabet are also Hebrew letters, but they make different sounds. So in my brain, all of these like machinations were happening. But the irony was my Spanish came back. So I was fluent at one point in my life because I had a roommate from South America, one from Argentina and one from Colombia. So when I was in college, I became fluent. And when I traveled to Spanish-speaking countries, it comes back. But 6 months of intense self-learning, like I really tried to learn. And then I got there and it all went out my butt, basically. But the woman from Peru couldn't understand like all the translations either from like speaking English. So I could help her. And I was like, well, I guess it was meant to be. This is awesome.
See, that's one of the reasons I like living in Portugal. You know, I live there like half of the year mm-hmm. or more. And because you're surrounded with a different way of life. The way they act, the way they react to each other, the way they dine, the way they live, like it's all so different. And that's even one of my goals in, you know, living in Portugal is to go see more of Europe. I went to school in Paris, but I haven't, and I went to Spain, but I want to go to Greece and Germany because I want to experience different people and different ways of living. It's so good for you. And I would actually have to say, I don't know if you had steps of how we level up in our lives, mm-hmm. but I would have to say being curious, like you mentioned earlier, is probably number one, because you should be curious about not just about the life around you, but the life within you. And I feel like the more you experience life around you, like really, really diving into it, you change whether you realize it or not. Like you'll look back and go, wow, I'm different now just from having gone to these places and meeting these people and eating different foods. It's mm-hmm. so fascinating.
I came back cooking Korean food. We took cooking classes there. So I came back. Yeah. I'm like upset. I'm like, my family's annoyed. Like if I can be honest, they're like, stop. Like I'll randomly say Korean words because it's just fun. But
that is so cool.
But again, I don't claim to be an expert. I don't want to upset anyone listening. People get very upset very easily. It's the opposite when you're there. First of all, it's very interesting being in a monoculture with rules of decorum, which in America we really don't have anymore, right?
Yeah, I know.
And I liked it. I liked that people were polite. I liked that being of a certain age, like people treated me a certain way, a little differently, invisible, kind of a little bit. Like there's a word in Korean for an older middle-aged woman. It's an ajumma. And
ajumma.
So it's not always a compliment, but you know, it's a woman of a certain age. And if you don't get out of their way, these older women, they will bowl you over. But I had this amazing interaction on the train. We were taking the train, I like the subway, to some place in Seoul. And there was like the group of us, and it was rather crowded. It was in the morning, kind of during rush hour. So, you know, you're just standing in your place and I'm just trying to learn the system, right? You know, there's all these apps, blah, blah, blah. It's really fun. I was like in heaven. And there was an older woman in they were gold colored. So there's like 4 to 8 seats on every train for older women and pregnant women. And it can be packed. And no one will be in those seats because that's who it's for. Yeah. And this adorable woman, she's wearing a mask. I'd put her in her mid to late 70s, right? She sees me standing. She goes, she nods towards the seat. I was like, oh, Anyo, Anyo. Like, no, no. She's like, and I was like, oh, is she telling me I'm that old? Is she being late?
You're like, I don't qualify for the seat.
And then
it's
the train.
Like, it's at that moment in your life where you're like, thank you. Like, question mark.
And like, you're not carding me for a drink.
I get just like, no, I don't want to sit down. Damn it. I am not at that level.
Like, it gets funnier. So she's like, she does it for like 2 more stops. And I'm on this train for at least 8 more. And I was like, I looked at her. I'm like, you know, I nod. I'm like, are you sure? And she's like, So they a lot. Like,
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, and I sat down and her eyes just started twinkling. Like she just was laughing. And then my friend, my adorable friend, Sarah, I think that woman was the woman who bowled her over to get out of the way to get into the train. So she's like, oh my God, she offered you a seat, but she practically pushed me off the train.
Oh my God.
Yeah, no, that was, you know what, that though? Was awesome.
Even like you say, how they like there is, I find that like when I do travel to other places and when you don't know the language, that sometimes it's like there's that silent communication.
Yeah.
And you look like a smile is a smile, right? Like you can, I find that I'm able to connect more because I don't know the language. So I read them. I read their body language and their energy. And, you know, I think it's too, I feel like traveling, especially in, you know, in your 50s and 60s and 70s and beyond, it's good for you. It's actually because you're challenging your brain to try to figure out, how do I take the subway? What does this mean? How do I order a sandwich? You know, like, it's good.
I can tell you all
like,
those things, all that I still have. That's still a scam. I'm really good at like food languages. Like even I'm really horrible at speaking French. Like it just comes out with a Spanish accent.
Oui, oui. Yeah.
I was like, it's so embarrassing. My family's always like, just please don't do that. But like, merci. But like, I can always order. I have never had a bad experience traveling in France. They never think I'm American. They always think I'm Canadian, which I think is a compliment. So I think Korea is definitely the only country I've been to where I can't blend in, because obviously I am very much not of Asian origin in any way. So, but it was, everyone dresses nice there, even if it's not dressed.
There's a respect.
Correct.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so I know that can be repressive in some ways and patriarchal in others. And I'm not denying all of that, but manners, politeness, it's nice to be around.
Like, I know. I know. Really, I, and that's how it is, you know, in Madeira and Portugal as well. Like there's a respect for yourself and for others. They're very, very kind, very welcoming. Like that just really, like, I was like, oh yes, this needs to be home for me. You know, I want to go back to what you were saying earlier, kind of like, when you were talking about you as a child and the things that, you know, some of the things you experienced. And I find that, and I know it did for me, but like when you hit midlife and it's kind of like, who am I? What now? What am I going to do? I want to change my life. And part of that, I feel like it does take us back to, well, how did I get to where I'm at? And it's good. I mean, I love like what you were saying before, of like your past, it's an integral part of the journey. Like it actually can propel you forward if mm-hmm. you take the benefits of what you went through in your past, no matter how traumatic it could have been, but you use that to get you to where you want to be in your future. If that makes
yeah,
sense.
Yeah, it informs you. I think I call these like, I used to have a cute word for it, but let's not do that today. I have had these periods when you level up, even as you move through your life, I have these moments of reflection. I'm making it sound so much nicer than it is. Usually when I'm leveling up, even energetically, like when my gifts get more intense, which just keeps happening the older I get. So watch out what I'm at in like my 80s. I'm going to be like this crazy woman. But I think that you reevaluate your life. And so you reflect on the choices you've made mm-hmm. instead of beating yourself up. Like I get really sad. I just want to be completely honest with everyone. When you're in these things, it's not like, yay, this is fun. It's yeah. more like, huh, I spent 2 years really working towards this goal. And I don't know that everyone's interpretation of the goal, the one that I took on that I thought was mine, is mine. And I don't think I want to do it like that anymore.
Yes.
Now, people who work in corporate America don't have this luxury to do for business. I have always worked for myself doing energy healing and writing and speaking. And so like I can flex it or change it a little bit, right? So, but in those moments, I was like, oh, I have these relationships. Huh. I don't want friendships like that anymore. I don't right. want friendships are with people who cannot be happy when they go out. If you go out and you want to complain for 3 hours, I'm not the person who wants to come with you. Mm-hmm. I want to cheer you on. You could talk about like what's going on in your life, but then like, I want to have fun.
Yes.
Otherwise I could be at home on my soapbox, you know, like let's enjoy ourselves. So what choices did you make that you don't want to make? And then are you going to be brave enough to try something new?
Exactly. I say your 40s and 50s are such a magical time because when you are spending that time in self-reflection, you're old enough to realize what you liked and what you didn't like, what worked, what didn't work. And you're still young enough to do something about it. Like complete yes. 180 if you want to. I mean, I did a total 180. I was like, well, if we're going to change our life, Wendy, we might as well just go balls out.
And you don't regret it, right? Like, look at all,
no.
all this amazing opportunity that's happened too.
Yeah.
I think the only thing that's shocking, I stuttered on that line, is just the wear and tear on your body. Do you know what I mean? Like, yes. I still like to do the things I do, but I have to tell you, like traveling 20 hours to a different time zone, my body was shaking when I got there
yeah.
and it took me a week and a half when I came back to yep. kind of get back. And I was like, Warner, I was wrong.
I could just go over there twice a week. Yeah. No problem.
And now I'm like, I'm going to have to plan. Cause we're going back. The girls in the group, we all decided we're going to meet in a year and a half.
Isn't
we're going back.
Fabulous? Oh, that's great.
I know.
Yeah. I feel like, you know, again, like midlife is such a great time to get in tune with yourself. Really, like really figure out what you like, what you want, what you don't want, most importantly. No matter if you just got served with divorce papers, got fired from your job, or ran out of gas in the pouring rain, bad days are bound to happen. They happen to all of us. The key is to not let bad days turn into bad weeks, bad months, and a bad chapter in life. Too many crappy days can lead to depression, anxiety, lack of sleep, poor behaviors, and one big funky funk. That's why I created the 8 Happiness Hacks, a free download to help you overcome a bad day quickly and get you back to rocking your midlife. Please go to wendyvalentine.com/happiness. to receive your free download and start applying these simple yet effective methods to bring happy days your way.
But I think a lot of people have fear like that. Like fear can be a lot of things. So it's not like, yeah. That's not what I'm talking about, but it could be hiding as like an anxiety. Mm-hmm. If I do that, then what will happen to so-and-so? I don't know. So-and-so will have to make their own choice.
Exactly. Yeah. Because once you change, you're changing the dynamic of mm-hmm. your relationships, your career, all sorts of things.
Yeah.
I think for me, just going back when I was in my, 45, 46, I feared myself. I feared my greatest mm-hmm. self.
Really?
Because I knew if I really unleashed her into the world, that meant I had to make some big changes. That meant I would have to get a divorce. That meant I would probably have to move. I would have to, change my career. I'd have to make a lot of bold decisions in my life and bold action. Was it worth it? Hell yes, it was.
How hard was it on a scale of 1 to 10?
10 being the most challenging. It was a 10 for sure. Yeah. But you know what?
I get through it.
Yes. And it built up so much confidence and courage, and I created a new woman. It was so amazing.
Yeah, I had a bunch of health issues in my 40s. That was fascinating.
Yeah, me too. Yeah.
Did you too?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I mean, I went through menopause in my 40s and then Lyme disease, toxic mold, toxicity, depression, anxiety, panic attacks. I don't know. You name it. I was checking it off the boxes on that little form. Yes, that's me. That's me. That's me. That's me. But you can overcome all of that.
Yeah. I love telling people feelings can overwhelm you, but they won't stop you.
Exactly.
I give people permission. Sometimes I do videos of me like not being happy, like not unleashing my unhappiness, but like, it's normal to go up and down. I also teach my own child. I was like, hey, I'm in a mood today. You did nothing wrong. Mm-hmm. You are not responsible to make me feel any better. I just need a little space because I woke up feeling sad or I woke up really angry. And it's just one of those days for me. Yeah. Sometimes I feel the world and I don't know like what's about to happen. But usually when there's like a massive earthquake or like war that starts, I am not good for days before it.
Yes.
Like I feel that in the world. So it's a balancing act.
I would have to say that for me, it was giving myself permission to just be me. And if I was having a bad day, I'm having a bad day. No, mm-hmm. I'm not going to like do all the things I'm supposed to do today because I'm having a bad day. Like I'm a recovering perfectionist for sure. So, and I was all, people pleaser, let me go ahead and make everyone else happy.
Yep.
So miserable on the inside.
Yeah.
But I stopped that. I was like, no, I'm not doing it anymore. I couldn't. Yeah,
you had to overcome the anxiety of not making someone else happy. I just love watching that moment in people's eyes when they're like, oh my God, but what if I don't do it? So, okay. Like let's play out every scenario. They get mad. Then what?
Right.
Then you make the choice. Like, is it like the other thing I think people forget is like, you can have an argument or not get along with someone. You can create a new boundary and y'all can grow. Mm-hmm. You can still, get through it.
Exactly.
And move on. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that midlife thing, it's fascinating. I think the strangest thing about like leveling up also is you feel good and you're like secure in your opinions of things. And then because of the internet and filters and stuff, it's like you see like age on your, like I'm seeing age and I still get pimples. And I'm like, like that's not what I call fair. Like that's just not fair. What is that? Like, why do I need this pimple patch when I'm officially two handfuls now? So like,
What is it that in South Korea or in Korean, what do they say? What's the word like for if you're older?
Ajumma.
Ajumma. Yeah. Here you are. Ajumma with a pimple on your face.
I know. It's like, no, it's unlike, give me one or the other, the gray hair or the that. So yeah.
But I think it's, it's just, it's embracing being a woman. A woman that is aging, like that's just part of it. Like I know there's like so much of like anti-aging, but it's like, gosh, how about, this is part of life.
Yeah.
Complaining, I'm getting older.
They're eating.
Yeah.
they're eating
before they age.
My favorite is like the people, like to those of you in your 30s looking for your partner or together, and you're like, oh, I can't wait to be old with them. Well, you have to go through this phase first.
Yes.
You got to get old, and it messes with your brain a little bit, right?
Yeah.
You're just like, oh, I love Paulina Porsakova. Her content, have you ever seen? Like, she's like, this is my gray hair and these are my wrinkles and I still have value and I'm still sexy and I'm still all of it. I was like, yeah, all of that. And sometimes you feel it and sometimes you don't, but that's also real.
I don't think there's anything sexier than a woman that just is true to herself. She's just authentic and bold and brave. And she's like, yep, these are my gray hairs. Yep. Whatever. Like, instead of having to fake it and be something that you're not, that's the number one regret of the dying, is actually being someone that you're not and living life for everybody else except for yourself.
Yeah. We were talking about that a little before we started about like corporate America. Because I do some content on LinkedIn and everyone was like, well, you have to speak corporate. I'm like, the whole thing is I'm not. The whole thing is if I was that, like I put something so not probably LinkedIn approved up the other day. I think it's like a meme with Kim Kardashian saying, oh, I'm the best and she's authentic and she's hot. And I put a picture of me behind it. I was like, yeah, that's me. Because you have to shout yourself out sometimes. And I did it on LinkedIn because I think, as a friend of mine, Shannon, calls it, she puts on her avatar every day to go to work.
Oh.
And that makes me so sad.
That is awful.
I know.
I did it. I mean, well, actually, no, I didn't do it. But there was, I worked in corporate for a couple of years before I started doing this. And I couldn't stand it. I didn't like someone telling me that I had to act this way, not say this, don't do that during the Zoom meetings, Wendy. I was like, God. Or, you know, and I couldn't be Wendy. I couldn't be creative. I couldn't really voice my opinion. I was told actually, this was during COVID, that if I was on social media in a picture standing less than 6 feet apart from someone, even if it was my own mother, then I would get fired. I would be terminated. And I was like, How is it that a company can dictate whether or not I hug my mother and take a picture of it? You know, I mean, I was just like, I got to get out of here. I'm like, this is not,
I wanted to know where you were working. Me. I actually, so like, you know, I did a TED Talks, right? And during the interview process, it's an intense process, right? So during the interview, I was like, this is who you're getting.
Yes.
You're getting this person whose face moves more than she knows it's moving, who like, this is how I speak. This is what I do. This is who you're getting. If you don't want this on your stage, then you make that choice. But I cannot go up there and not be me. They're like, we get it. I'm like, okay. Just
and that's what I love about you the most. Like as a woman, as a guest on the podcast, is that you are you. I know I'm going to get Holly. You know what I mean? Like nobody else. It's nope. Holly.
Yeah, that is true.
And
I
wouldn't have been able to do this podcast 6 years ago. Mm. I would have tried to be too like, oh, I need better lighting. I need, you know, this background's awful. I can't do a podcast with three fake plants and behind me sitting in an RV dinette in an RV park. Like, no, I would not have done it. But I shed all of that bullshit of what it is that I'm supposed to be. I'm like, I'm just going to drop all of that and just be me.
Yeah. I mean, look, my cat just joined us. I think,
she's like, probably like, oh, did you want authenticity? I'll
yeah.
Come to the screen.
I'm going to show you my pretty blue eyes. This is what I do. There he goes. He's going to try to kill
somebody. He's looking out the window.
He brought a snake into my office the other day. So I'm just like,
he's looking out the window over there. That is so funny.
He's a booger.
So what do you think are some other things that we can do? Be curious. Here's number one. What was our second one that we came up with of things we
need to be honest?
Be honest. Be honest with yourself.
Correct.
Yeah.
His tail is too much.
I know. Yeah, if you're watching on YouTube, you can see it. But
sorry, everyone.
Holly's kitty cat's tail is like whacking her in the face as she's trying to form a thought.
Yeah. You know, all my doors are closed, but this little booger learned how to open them. He's a Lynx Point. He's a rescue, but like he's very smart. I think when I work with people or even when I meet them, there's a difference. We have to learn to differentiate between being honest and showing up with who you are. I'm not going to let you know everything about me, right? Like just because I am being me, it doesn't mean that you have access to all the stuff, right? Like there's degrees of that, but you know, being honest with, I am not happy. I want more. I want different. I am exceedingly happy. And I don't care if you think my life isn't as exciting as yours. That's perfectly acceptable too. Mm-hmm. I make lots of choices that other people wouldn't because I made mistakes and I've been through things and I know what's important to me.
Yeah.
Sometimes I make a year goal. Like the thing is every time I make a goal, like God comes and is like, well, let's just mess with that. So I try to do it a little lighter handed. Like I would like to know something is how I put it in my brain now. I'd really like to know how I'm going to shift my business now. I really like to know how I'm going to meet more women who are okay with being real.
Yeah. Really defining what you want. And I mean, I've even asked myself that too, like, okay, well, Wendy, well, okay, if I think I'm not happy with where I'm at, okay, well, what would make you, what does that look like mm-hmm. to be in a place that makes you happy? Like you have to really define it more and most importantly, yeah. You got to go after it. And I do want to say though, I'm looking back at your book cover back behind you. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really important to point out. Real, not perfect.
Not perfect.
Mm-hmm. Is the title of her book, right? Real, not perfect. Just be real with yourself. Be honest with yourself.
Not perfect.
No, not God.
Perfect.
Yeah. Blah.
Perfect people are boring.
They're so boring. Because they're
not. It's not real.
It's not
fake.
Real.
It's fake. It's just totally fake.
Yes. And we all know these people. We see them either on social media. We could be friends with them. They're family mm-hmm. members. We know, but... And oh my gosh, like, again, like a beautiful, authentic woman or man, it's just so refreshing. It's so nice. I mean, like, we need more of that.
We do. I also think, like, okay, so I like to explore cultures. I like to do things. Just step out of your comfort zone. You will be met.
Yep.
It might not be the first time you show up somewhere. Like, you know, I would really love to learn bachata. I don't know where to do that around me. That's like on my list of things I want to do. I spent 2 years really focused on my work and helping people. And I put my own writing aside. Well, you know what? I have 3 books. And my goal for me by the end of this year is to put one of those books back into the world. Like enough already. Yes. Like, so that means a little less time for this. And a little more time for that because writing feeds my soul. Like I love doing it. You're a writer. You there's these words, right? They just come out of you. If they don't, you don't feel right. It's also okay. Let's just say you're curious about learning how to write or paint. I just got myself a watercolor set.
Ooh, oh, that is so fun.
I don't know how to do it.
Yeah, I didn't either.
Don't know how to do it. I was like, well, this is like a new way of expression. And I'm doing it with no expectation. As adults, we're taught to make, sell, make money. Everything has, no, you can do it for the heck of it.
Exactly. Because it feeds your soul.
It does. And there's then maybe what's going on in your life won't be so awful.
Exactly. Yes. There's a saying or a quote. I don't know who said it. Maybe it was me. A comfort zone is a beautiful place, but nothing ever grows there.
Yeah.
So if you want to grow as a woman, then you've got to get outside of that comfort zone and do some things that totally brand new to you. And you never know, like, you never know if you might like it.
You know, I think the world is expensive now. Like, so I don't want everyone to think, oh, she went to Korea. She must be. It wasn't. I saved all my pennies for a while. It was a long-term goal. Right. So if you have the money, if you don't, there's plenty of options at YMCAs, at a JCC, at a community center, at the library. Mm-hmm. There's so much you could do at a library. There's like plenty of videos on YouTube and TikTok. I know TikTok's evil, but whatever. There's plenty of places to go find ideas and just try. It's okay to fail and be terrible. It's okay.
And you never know what it could lead to, right? Because as you venture, take me for example. I was like, I had this wild idea. I was like, I'm going to quit my job, buy an RV and take off across the country and start my own podcast. Doesn't that sound amazing? I mean, of course, everybody that knew me was like, okay, Wendy. But I trusted it and I went for it. And I'll never forget my friend where I was kind of like, I was like freaking out right before I handed the check over to buy the RV. And she's like, everything's temporary. If you don't like it, not a big deal. You sell it and go to plan B, you know? I mean, and interestingly, plan B for me was to start an alpaca farm.
I love that.
And I just interviewed someone the other day that actually started an alpaca farm. I was like, girl, I was going to do that. But I mean, it sound, and her and I were talking about this, like it might sound so crazy to others and even to yourself, but you have to trust that whisper that whatever it is, like there's a reason why it popped into your mind of like, I should go, you know, drive an RV across the country. And I didn't know what it would lead to, but oh my gosh, look at me now. It's amazing. Yeah. And right when we hang up, I have a meeting with a publisher where I will actually, I'm going to cry, get to finally fulfill this dream of becoming an author.
You are already one.
Yeah.
You are already one. I can't wait. You know, like when that book's coming out, I'll be like everywhere, everyone. I mean, Do you know her? Did you read this yet? You should read this now.
I know. It's so cool. So again, yeah, you never know, you guys.
Yeah, I would one word of caution while we're giving tips.
Yes, please.
I would work through the emotion.
Yes.
And the unhappiness before making the choice.
Yes. Yes, you can, I totally agree.
Right? So you're like, I'm not happy now. I'll use myself as an example because I don't mind, you know, embarrassing myself like that. So, you know, I have this amazing life-changing experience. And then I come back here and I was like, I need to pay attention to my life again. Right. And I did. I got the blues when I came back because I wasn't in an all new environment because I have responsibilities, because I'm a parent of someone who still lives at home and there are things I need to do. And for me, I had to recalibrate, just like I was saying before, what am I giving my time to? And that might mean for other people making less money because something else is more important to me in the short term. And I'm okay with that. In the world where everyone's telling you the minimum wage is 100K, like if I see one more video of like, yeah, I'll get you 10,000 followers, Holly. And you can
God, I know.
I was like, I like your pyramid scheme. Thank you very much. But it's okay.
Yes.
It's okay. Yes. Yeah. And maybe you will. And maybe you'll make a million more than that. And I hope you do. I've helped plenty of people close those deals, by the way.
Yep.
But it is like, does that make you feel better about you? Do you have more value? Because I also know lots of very wealthy people who are exceedingly empty. And
exactly. Yep. Yeah. I mean, even take me, for example. Here was I finally, after years and years and years, finally got out of debt. Finally got back on my feet again. I was working in corporate world, right? And I was making great money. And I left it to go down to an income of zero. But I tell you what, I am so much happier now that I'm actually doing what fills my heart and soul. And then I'm actually making a difference, hopefully.
Hopefully. And you're in a happy relationship.
Don't reach out to me. Let me know if I'm making a difference out there.
You better be making a difference.
But, you know, I mean, yeah, you do have to come to that point, being honest with yourself, like, is this making me happy? And if it's not making you happy, you have to do something about it.
Yeah. I met one person who once told me that they never thought about their own happiness ever. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was so sad. Yeah. I mean, not even as a young person, because I think you're hustling. You're like, I have to prove myself. Yeah. I think when I was younger, I was like, I have to prove myself. Mm-hmm. But I think anyone listening today, I just want you to think, what will make you happy? And it could be like, I do this. I might have told you last time, like if I'm in a bit of a mood, remember I said I'm moody, and I need to be just a little joyful, you know, I'll wear braids or pigtails because that makes me happy. And it's so easy to do. Like, there's no way you're in exactly. There's no way you're wearing pigtails and you're not adorable. I mean, come on. There's no way you're not happy.
You guys have to see on YouTube. I'm wearing, wait, let me get, right, right. Get your pigtails. Get your pigtails. And then look at that. Man, my pigtails are big.
They are. They're nice. You got sexy pigtails.
But it does make you feel like a little girl.
I know. How fun is that?
Simple little things that can make you feel vibrant, yeah, authentic. Yeah. Real.
Fuzzy socks, real, happy.
Yeah. Holly, you've been amazing.
Thanks. Everyone, you deserve amazing. Happy. Deserve, yeah, happy.
Yeah, you do. Everybody does.
Thanks for having me.
Here's to you. I don't want to go. I don't want to hang up. You say bye first. You say bye first. You remember that? You hang up first.
No, you.
You. Thank you so much. And happy National Women's Day.
Same to you.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, everyone out there. Have a great, beautiful day. Shine your light. Like, a lot.
Did this podcast inspire you, challenge you, trigger you to make a change, or spit out your coffee laughing? Good. Then there are three ways you can thank me. Number one, you can leave a written review of this podcast on Apple iTunes. Number two, you can take a screenshot of the episode and share it onto social media and tag me, Wendy Valentine. Number three, share it with another midlifer that needs a makeover. You know who I'm talking about. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Get out there and be bold, be free, be you.